Adolf Hitler, his quotes regarding Christianity. The following quotes were taken from Hitler Speaks, a series of political conversations with Adolf Hitler on his real aims, by Hermann Rausching, first edition, 1939. Quote, leave the hair splitting to others. Whether it's the Old Testament or the New, or simply the sayings of Jesus, it's all the same old Jewish swindle. It will not make us free. A German church, a German Christianity is a distortion. One is either a German or a Christian. You cannot be both. Unquote. Okay. Hitler made it clear that he was not interested in an Aryanized Christianity or the Aryan Jesus myth promoted by Houston Stuart Chamberlain, von Liebenfels, and certain party members. You cannot make an Aryan out of Jesus. That's nonsense. What needs to be done, you say? I will tell you. We must prevent the churches from doing anything but what they are doing now, that is, losing ground day by day. But we can hasten matters. The parsons will be made to dig their own graves, he stated. The following quotes were taken from the book Hitler's Table Talk, 1941 to 1944, His Private Conversations, translated by Norman Cameron and R.H. Stevens. Okay, and the English translation copyright was 1953 by Wiedenfeld and Nicholson. Fundamentally, in everyone, there's a feeling for this Almighty, which we call God. That is to say, the domination of natural laws throughout the whole universe. The priests who have always succeeded in exploiting this feeling threaten punishments for the man who refuses to accept the creed they impose. Bolshevism, the illegitimate child of Christianity. These are all quotes by Hitler. Okay. The heaviest blow that ever struck humanity was the coming of Christianity. Bolshevism is Christianity's illegitimate child. Both are inventions of the Jew. The deliberate lie in the matter of religion was introduced into the world by Christianity. Bolshevism practices a lie of the same nature when it claims to bring liberty to men, whereas in reality it seeks only to enslave them. In the ancient world, the relations between men and gods were founded on an instinctive respect. It was a world enlightened by the idea of tolerance. Christianity was the first creed in the world to exterminate its adversaries in the name of love. Its keynote is intolerance. Without Christianity, we should not have had Islam. The Roman Empire, under Germanic influence, would have developed in the direction of world domination, and humanity would not have extinguished 15 centuries of civilization in a single stroke. Let it not be said that Christianity brought man the life of the soul, for that evolution was in the natural order of things. The result of the collapse of the Roman Empire was a night that lasted for centuries. Christianity is a rebellion against natural law, a protest against nature. Taken to its logical extreme, Christianity would mean the systematic cultivation of the human failure. Science cannot lie, for it's always striving, according to the momentary state of knowledge, to deduce what is true. When it makes a mistake, it does so in good faith. It's Christianity that's the liar. It's in perpetual conflict with itself. The reason why the ancient world was so pure, light, and serene was that it knew nothing of the two great scourges, the pox and Christianity. Christianity is a prototype of Bolshevism, the mobilization by the Jew of the masses of slaves with the object of undermining society. Thus, one understands that the healthy elements of the Roman world were proof against this doctrine. Of old, it was in the name of Christianity. Today, it's in the name of Bolshevism. Yesterday, the instigator was Saul. The instigator today, Mordecai. Saul has changed into St. Paul and Mordecai into Karl Marx. By exterminating this pest, we shall do humanity a service of which our soldiers can have no idea. After all, it was only between the 6th and 8th centuries that Christianity was imposed on our peoples by princes who had an alliance of interests with the Shavelings. Our peoples had previously succeeded in living all right without this religion. I have 6 divisions of SS composed of men absolutely indifferent in matters of religion. It doesn't prevent them from going to their deaths with serenity in their souls. But Christianity is an invention of sick brains. One could imagine nothing more senseless, nor any more indecent way of turning the idea of the Godhead into a mockery. Pure Christianity, the Christianity of the catacombs, is concerned with translating the Christian doctrine into facts. It leads, quite simply, to the annihilation of mankind. It is merely wholehearted Bolshevism under a tinsel of metaphysics. It was Christianity that brought about the fall of Rome, not the Germans or the Huns. What Bolshevism is achieving today on the materialist and technical level, Christianity had achieved on the metaphysical level. One cannot succeed in conceiving how much cruelty, ignominy, and falsehood the intrusion of Christianity has spelt for this world of ours. It is Jewry that always destroys this order. It constantly provokes the revolt of the weak against the strong, of bestiality against intelligence, of quantity against quality. It took 14 centuries for Christianity to reach the peak of savagery and stupidity. We would therefore be wrong to sin by excess of confidence and proclaim our definite victory over Bolshevism. The more we render the Jew incapable of harming us, the more we shall protect ourselves from this danger. The Jew plays in nature the role of a catalyzing element. A people that is rid of its Jews returns spontaneously to the natural order. Christianity is the worst of the regressions that mankind can ever have undergone, and it's the Jew who, thanks to this diabolic invention, has thrown him back 15 centuries. The only thing that would still be worse would be victory for the Jew through Bolshevism. If Bolshevism triumphed, mankind would lose the gift of laughter and joy. It would become merely a shapeless mass doomed to grayness and despair. The priests of antiquity were closer to nature, and they sought modestly for the meaning of things. Instead of that, Christianity promulgates its inconsistent dogmas and imposes them by force. Such a religion carries within it intolerance and persecution. It's the bloodiest conceivable. The same thing is happening to music as is happening to beauty in a world dominated by the Shavelings. The Christian religion is an enemy to beauty. I shall never come personally to terms with the Christian lie. Our epoch will certainly see the end of the disease of Christianity. This terrorism in religion is the product, to put it briefly, of a Jewish dogma which Christianity has universalized and whose effect is to sow trouble and confusion in men's minds. It's obvious that, in the realm of belief, terrorist teachings have no other object but to distract men from their natural optimism and to develop in them the instinct of cowardice. As far as we are concerned, we've succeeded in chasing the Jews from our midst and excluding Christianity from our political life. If nowadays we do not find the same splendid pride of race which distinguished the Grecian and Roman eras, it is because in the 4th century these Jewish Christians systematically destroyed all the monuments of these ancient civilizations. It was they too who destroyed the library at Alexandria. The religion fabricated by Paul of Tarsus, which was later called Christianity, is nothing but the communism of today. Bormann intervened. Okay, this is Martin Bormann, this is what he said. Jewish methods, he said, have never varied in their essentials. Everywhere they have stirred up the plebs against the ruling classes. Everywhere they have fostered discontent against the established power. For these are the seeds which produce the crop they hope later to gather. Everywhere they fan the flames of hatred between peoples of the same blood. It is they who invented class warfare, and the repudiation of this theory must, therefore, always be an anti-Jewish measure. In the same way, any doctrine which is anti-communist, any doctrine which is anti-Christian, must, ipso facto, be anti-Jewish as well. The National Socialist doctrine is therefore anti-Jewish in excelsis, for it is both anti-communist and anti-Christian. National Socialism is solid to the core, and the whole of its strength is concentrated against the Jews, even in matters which appear to have a purely social aspect and are designed for the furtherance of the social amenities of our own people. The Fuhrer concluded, Bergdorf has just given me a paper which deals with the relationship between communism and Christianity. It is comforting to see how, even in these days, the fatal relationship between the two is daily becoming clearer to the human intelligence. And I want to add here at the end of it, those were all quotes by Adolf Hitler. The Jews, what they've done, because Christianity is their bulwark, that's their strength and that's their power over us. And they've claimed to be persecuted by it. They've claimed they don't recognize it, and they claim they're against it. That's all lies, okay? And also, like Jews, the average Jew, a lot of them, they believe that. But at the top, the Jews know that that's their bulwark against us, Gentiles. And what they have done, they have taken so many National Socialist speeches, and they've dubbed them, like on YouTube, and they'll throw in Christian crap, and they're sloppy about a lot of it, because a lot of it you can catch, it's not even his voice, number one. Number two, they've taken quotes of his, and they have put Christian crap in there that doesn't even belong in there, and they've done it to a lot of them, in other words, to delude our, for the intention of deluding our people into believing Hitler was a Christian. He was not a Christian, he was a Satanist. He belonged to a satanic lodge. Dietrich Eckhart was a Satanist, and he was his mentor. Dietrich Eckhart was his mentor. I'm just saying that I've got another MP3 here, and be sure to download it and listen to it, about how the Jews have embedded things. They've been sloppy in a lot of ways, because if you really read it intelligently, you can see that it just totally doesn't even belong in there. It's like thrown into the conversation, where they type this Jews, this crap and stuff. Hitler was a Satanist. I further want to add, a lot of us, I mean not a lot of us, but the Joy of Satan ministry and other important National Socialists that are Joy of Satan members that are psychic, we've been in contact with Adolf Hitler, and we can tell you beyond any doubt, and also Heinrich Himmler and other top Nazis, that he is no Christian by any stretch of the imagination, and he wants this crap as Jewish. He wants it out of there, and he wants people to wake up, because the only way that they rose to power real fast the way they did, the National Socialists, was by getting rid of the Christian virus and plague in their midst. I'm talking about they got rid of it in the party and everything. But a lot of us, and also I want to add here that Satan had a place for National Socialist souls. They were like segregated in what is called hell. Adolf Hitler completed the magnum opus. I'm not going to go into that too much, but I'm just saying that the National Socialists who died, they had a special place in hell, where Satan protected them. They're his top people. And we've communicated with a lot of them, worked with a lot of them. And I can tell you, as well as other Joy of Satan ministry knows, that no way are they Christian. They're a lot of them were Satanists, or agnostic. And some of them back in that day, when they in the 40s, 30s, and 40s, didn't have the extent of knowledge that we have today. And we work with them filling in gaps and a lot more. But I'm just saying that we know the truth. And any National Socialist who's dedicated here, you need to get rid of this Christian crap. Because as long as there's Christian embedded filth, whether it's Christianity or Islam, that's how the Jews destroy us from the inside.